Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
All of our episodes end up coming around to communicating your feelings a lot. And it is really helpful. But then also, if you're somebody who's not at the bottom of the pecking order and not actively a bully and you see it going on, I know it's so scary, but say something, and I promise you that years later, you will remember that moment years later where you were a superhero.
Maybe this will be cathartic, but like, so as junior high, switched friend group several times, round peg, whatever. But like the group that I ultimately landed on that was the like a real mixed bag of like loving me for who I am, but also like had at least one leader that like that was the one with the fake inside jokes and all this stuff. And like in some ways, its own little nightmare. I moved a few years after that and ended up reconnecting with one of the girls from that group who had been sort of at the time like my best friend. And she basically let me in on the stuff that I hadn't known about and just said, "I'm so sorry that we did that." And it was weird because it's like,
that's what I carry
about her for the rest of my life, where I was like, you really were my best friend in that time because we had no one else. And like, I know you were participating in some messed up stuff, but like, it's okay. Like, I guess talking about forgiveness, I could put that down when I was like, you were just as trapped as I was. And the friendship that you gave me really did matter. And it's better to know. And I can, you know, there's some people from that group that I have not reconnected with, and that's fine. There really was, you know, it was just that time and we did live through it.
I'm going to now give a piece of advice to anyone listening who's going through that time that I wanted someone to, or I wish that someone had told me when I was like 12, which is like, it is okay to be sad. And like, I remember very clearly this memory being in middle school and having a conversation with a friend of mine over at his house where I'm going to over-clarify here, as I mentioned I have a tendency to do, and say that I was talking about the idea of suicide, and I was not contemplating it actively so much as I think I said to him something along the lines of, like, I have thought about the idea of what it would be like to, like, kill myself, and this is me at 12, kill myself and not be there. I think that was like the extent of it. Not like I'm planning it or I'm thinking about doing it, but more just like, here I am at 12, the idea like of thinking about it, right? And his mom overheard and told my parents, and my mom and dad very sweetly and kindly were like, hey, so like, what's up? And I just denied it. I'm like, no, that didn't happen. She's making that up. Because the idea to me of like admitting that I was in any way sad or upset or like dealing with something seemed so overdramatic, and like I was doing it for attention. Like, I could just convince myself of like, I'm not really upset or dealing with stuff, or there's no reason I was thinking about it. I was just trying to get attention, and now I'm embarrassed and blah, 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 blah. Whereas like a 12-year-old does not randomly have thoughts even touching against suicide if they're doing great, you know? And so it's that kind of thing of like, I wish I could go back in time and be like, hey, tell your parents you're sad about whatever, you know, like that you're dealing with some shit. Because that's the thing. I remember crying a lot in middle school. I can't remember why. I think I just felt like I didn't fit in. But I also think a lot of that is like, I didn't understand what fitting in meant. You know, like I didn't feel the same as the next person I would talk to. And like, yeah, like we're all very unique individuals. And I don't know. It's a thing now, man, we're talking so much, but talking about like imposter syndrome, it's a thing now that I realize that I wanted some kind of confirmation of being important or special or that liked. Like, I wanted some display of friendship that no one could ever have possibly given me that would convince me they actually liked me and weren't just like pretending to make fun of me. Like, that was the thing. I was convinced that if someone was whispering somewhere, it was about me. And now I'm a narcissist. It's all connected. But I think like that idea of I'm having this weird other visceral memory of once asking this girl out in middle school, her saying yes. And then the next day her calling me and telling me that her friends told her that I like that I was not cool enough to date, and she broke up with me. And like within 24 hours, it was rough. And like that was a very formative moment for me of just like, I wasn't cool enough to date. Oh no. And then trying to be cool enough to date from that point forward.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Don't treat people like that.
Yeah.
But also reach out. I just to back up what you were saying, like if you are struggling, please reach out for help. There is help out there.
Yes. And you know what? If you reach out to somebody and they don't give you what you need, reach out to someone else.
Yeah.
Keep reaching out until you find that thing. Because
if there's like your parents, for sure, friends, there are school counselors. Sometimes there are even hotlines that you can call or text if you're feeling alone or at your wit's end, but there's always somebody to listen to you.
And at the very least, like we think you're great. Like that's the thing. Like we've been sitting here for the last 8 hours talking about this and like we all have different experiences with a common thread. And so like that's the other thing too, is I think that one of the things that I'm hoping changes and that gets better as we move forward is as we have more and more opportunities to connect with people all over the world through different mediums, the ability of seeing like, oh, I'm not the only one feeling this way. Mm-hmm. Because I think that happens a lot too when you look at like middle school specifically, of nobody wants to everyone's afraid that they're the only one who's upset. You know what I mean? And to say something, everyone would be like, what are you talking about? I don't feel that way.
Don't worry. Literally everybody is feeling the same way.
Everyone is feeling the same way. And you're great. And we love you. And be as kind to yourself as you are to other people.
And it actually sincerely does get better.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.